Hello, what up, y'all? So here we are, episode 30, 30 and thriving.
I was going to go with 30 and 30, but like that works too.
How did that movie go? Dirty, 30 and thriving? Is that it? On 13 going on 30 when she was like 30 or dirty?
30, 30, flirty and thriving.
Oh, I said. Okay, well, that's us. We're all of those things.
I mean, I'm in pain today, but yeah, we're all those things.
Your knee hurts.
Yeah, I can't, like, if I bend it a certain way, it feels like it's like super stiff and hurts. And I just had to do 3 meetings where I was publicly speaking to teams. So I'm doing great today. Doing great.
I don't do well with talking in public.
I mean, it's a Zoom meeting, but yeah, I still had to. I was the lead of the meeting, so it was great. It was real great. Actually, no, it didn't go too bad. It went well. It went well, but I hate it. I hate talking with other people.
But you're so good at it. You're so good at your job. Really.
Thanks. I really don't like how my knee feels right now. I'm like stressed out about this. I don't know why it's bothering me so bad. Look, I'm turning into an 80-year-old woman. It's raining. Yeah, but I feel like it's because it's raining.
Is it really raining over there?
No, yeah, no, it's really raining. It's been raining. Like, we had a really bad storm the night before last, like, tonight.
Honestly, maybe that is what it is. I want to talk.
I'm drinking Merlot to cope with my life. It's like, that sounded dark. That's not a real dark. Oh, Loki starts tonight. Jake and I are watching that after this, and I'm excited because I love Tom Hiddleston. I love Loki. My fucking cat's named after him. Like, fuck.
Young Luke.
I'm excited about this.
It looks wild. Kevin's excited about it, too. He was talking about it.
It's gonna be good as fuck, and fucking Owen Wilson's in it. Please tell me you know who Owen Wilson is.
The name, I'm not good with faces or names, but, like, hold on. I'm sure if I, hold on. Oh, yeah, that guy. He's, like, older. Well, obviously, but, like, wait, is this the one that has, like, the beard in the previews? No, who's that one guy? He's, like.
What machine? Do you have a fan on?
Yeah, it's fucking hot in here. Is it loud? I'm sorry, it is really hot. Because I'm in the guest room right now, and I have to have, like, if I'm in the room, like, I have to have it on because I sweat like a stupid fat pig.
Okay, stop talking so negative about yourself. But yeah, I can hear it. It sounds like that's a fucking loud breast pump machine almost. Like,
well, surprise.
It's like, what is that noise?
Cat. Is it too loud? Should I turn it off?
No, you're fine. I mean, I think I just hear things, but I was just like, what the f-? I was like, what is that? It like threw
who
me off.
The one guy I was thinking of.
I don't know, because Owen Wilson doesn't have, like, he has a mustache in it, and Owen Wilson
I was
in,
looking
like, Wedding Crashers. Why don't you just look up the cast of Loki?
I am. I'm looking at them right now. And, yo, who's that dude? He had, like, gray hair, and I was like, yo, I know who this is. Like, I know that guy.
Oh my god, let me just look it up.
Oh my god, look at her doing big things. She's in Loki now. The girl from Honey or American Honey. Holy shit, I didn't know she's in this movie. That's so cool. Cause wasn't she just like found on the street or something?
Yes.
Tight.
I was about to say something and I
Richard,
take that back.
Maybe I'm thinking of Richard Grant. I don't know.
I mean, now you got me wondering, so I'm looking up the cast because
I'm about to like watch the preview and then like see, because I swear to goodness this guy.
You stressed out. Oh my god, Judith is in it. The little girl? That's Judith.
From The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Yo, I don't even remember what she looked like.
She's an adult now. Well, she's not an adult, but she's like a child. She's a child in Walking Dead now. Like, she's a whole ass child. Did you mute your
yeah. No, I did because I wanted to. I didn't know if this was going to be allowed. Okay.
Oh, you can't. You got to stop playing the actual.
No, I wanted to. No, this is just a preview. I want to see who I'm talking about because there's a guy that's in there that is not Owen Wilson. Or maybe it is Owen Wilson. I don't fucking know.
I mean, he has a mustache in it.
Oh my god, this cat.
You said it's a beard?
I thought it was a beard. Honestly, sometimes when... Nope, that is him. No, it is the mustache. Yep, I don't know what I was watching.
Oh, right. Okay, well, I'm... All right, we're just gonna move.
So, welcome back.
Oh, Christ. All right, well, speaking of shows, I am super excited about Loki, and I think it's really cool because, like, Disney's doing weekly episodes. So it got me thinking about, like, do you prefer your shows, and I know you don't watch a lot of TV, but your shows and your podcast to have weekly episodes, or do you prefer for, the like, a season to come out or a podcast for you to find it after it's had, like, episodes and binge through them?
I honestly don't mind either. So, like, when I started listening to This Is Important, like, I binged the shit out of it. Like, I just listened to it because it's, like, it's so funny, and you're just, like, you just keep listening because it just goes to the next episode. So I like doing that, but it also gives me something to actually look forward to every week. Like, oh, shit, like, this, like, you know, this episode comes out on Tuesday, or... So, honestly, I can kind of go either way on this.
See,
like, I like being able to binge it, but
I agree. Well, so I finally finished all 240 episodes of Morbid. I'm caught up from their first episode that was in 2018 to now. And I don't know how I feel about it because now I'm like, oh, fuck, like, I'm caught up. Like, now I'm like I'm an avid listener. Like, I've been nothing but listening to theirs, which also, if you guys haven't listened to Morbid yet, check out Morbid. But I had gotten so used to listening to where I'm like, oh, I have another episode, that when I caught up, like, I caught up yesterday, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I kept hitting the thing and I was like, oh shit, I'm caught up. Like, I don't have any other podcast episodes to listen to. So then I had to, like, look through my other podcasts, and then I did find one podcast that just started that I'm going to probably listen to. But I was like, oh shit. And then I thought about with shows, it's very interesting. If I'm not keeping up to date with the show as it's out, like right now I'm watching Flash and I was watching This Is Us and I'm going to start watching Loki. If I'm not keeping up to date with it like that, I just want to binge it. Like, if I'm up to date with it, I want to watch each week because then I have, like, a moment to process. And I really, really like to see when people post on, like, when the episode airs, I like to see what everyone's tweeting about it. Because I feel like sometimes people catch things that I don't catch. Like, I'm so into that other people see things. But if I've already, like, missed half of the season, like the show The 100, I had missed, like, one half of the season. So it's now finished. The whole show's finished and it's on Netflix. So I'm just going to go back and finish the last season and a half and binge it. So I think it depends. But like with podcasts, I like having the weekly episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm so used to listening to podcasts while I work, I kind of do want to find another podcast that I can kind of binge through and then just listen to my, like, I have a podcast that drops every day of the week now that I listen to. Like, I have different podcasts that I listen to that drop now every single day of the week.
I think, okay, so I like having my podcasts weekly. But yeah, when it comes to shows, I actually just prefer to just have it all in one lump. Just because, like, one, I don't like waiting, or, like, if something happens, because they always stop it in, like, this one particular moment. And I just don't like that feeling of, like, suspense and, like, what's going to happen? Like, let me just watch it all at once.
Well, see, I think it depends, because, like, the shows that Jake and I watch together, we will let them sometimes build up for, like, two or three episodes so we can have, like, a really solid date night and watch them.
Cute.
But shows that I'm watching myself, like This Is Us, I could not. Like, I could not wait. Like, I needed to each week watch that episode. But I don't know. I think it really depends. Like, there's certain shows that I'm okay with binging, but others I'm like, I need to watch them in real time. IRL. And IRL. Know it. Like, it's a very interesting, but I also think it's because we do have so many shows now and so much content now that you can find something or you can watch a mini series. Like, I was talking about that earlier with one of my bosses of how it's so, we have so much content now that you don't always necessarily have to find a show where it's going to be like 24 episodes or 20 episodes to a season. A lot of networks, Netflix, Hulu, are making mini series that are like 4 episodes or 5 episodes. So you can like get into something, but you're like, oh, I don't really want to get into something, but I want to have like a little break. Or even with Marvel, WandaVision was
actually,
that was 8 episodes. It was fabulous. Like, I loved that. And they're not making another season of that. Like, Elizabeth Olsen, she was in it. It was just to take the storyline to a next place. Like, she did an interview and she said it's only going to be those 8. Like, they're not doing a second season. It was just for that storyline to lead them into the next phase. And I was like, fuck, because I would totally watch that again. But, like, cool. And, like, Captain America and the Winter Soldier, that was only 6 episodes. But, like, those 6 episodes had me hooked every week. I was like, fuck it, I gotta watch this. Like, I need to know what's happening. But now I'm like, okay, there's 6 episodes. Like, that was it. So, I don't know. I think I'm torn on it.
Yeah, I think with my episodes, like, with TV shows, I like it all at once. But the pods, I like it weekly. Just because I do like listening to it on my way to work. So it just gives me something to listen to rather than just music all the time.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Which, I don't know, it's weird because I haven't been listening to a lot. I really haven't been listening to a lot of music as often because I've been so into listening to Morbid. So now I'm like, oh, I have to listen to things again. And weirdly, but it makes me think of what I wanted to talk about was when you do listen to music in the car, are you a car concert person? Because like for me, I realized when I'm by myself driving in the car, I'm dangerous. Like, I am having a full ass concert with each of my songs. I will go from thinking I'm in a music video driving to a Taylor Swift song, like I will be singing your song, like our song is a slam, it's great, acting like I'm on a country dirt road, meanwhile I'm just driving a fucking Dunkin' Donuts, to like going into a whole ass rock concert screaming, to then shaking my ass to Lizzo, and I'm like, meanwhile I'm not being safe because I'm driving, but like I'm having full ass car concerts. And then I also remember that like my car's not tinted anymore, so people can see me while I'm doing said activities.
I'm the same way. I do the exact same thing. I dance like a fool. I've never had tinted windows, which I think it would be super sick to have tinted windows.
I need to get them again. My Mazda had the 20% and I fucking missed that shit. That was great. That was wonderful.
That's like perfect for car concerts.
Yeah. Like I was, where was I driving? I don't know where I went the other, I was going to Target. Story of my life. Going to Target as usual. And I was listening to 21 Pilots. And I was just getting it. And then I was at a stoplight and someone pulled next to me. And I just realized, I was like, they probably think I'm a fucking hot mess. Like, honestly, hot mess.
If I'm at, just because I'm weird, I don't want people looking at me, like, just don't stare at me. I usually will stop when I'm at a stoplight. Or if I'm driving, like, when I'm going to work, there's, like, this, like, 6-hour straight road. And sometimes, like, people will go the same speed limit as you, just, like, not on purpose, but, like, they'll be next to you. And then I'll look over, I'm like, fuck, I really gotta stop this, just because, like, I don't like people staring at me when I do it. So with that, it depends.
Well, see, my thing is I'm so into it that I'm, like, not really paying attention to if someone's, like, like, it's weird because I'm so observant, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't care if you see me, but then I'm like, oh, I realize you're probably thinking I'm also wild, especially because mine is so random. Like the one day recently, because it's hot here, it's gotten really hot, but I still sometimes will drive with the windows down just because I'm in the house all day, so sometimes I'm like, oh, I want to have some heat. And the one day I realized, I'm like, I'm driving with my windows down and I'm near someone who's also, and I was like, I just went from the Rough Riders like anthem to 21 Pilots to Teardrops on My guitar, to Spice Girls. was like, anyone driving next to me is like, what is happening? And I said, and I was hyped for every fucking song.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's not even like I went from like, all right, cool, I'm just listening to this now. Because I can't, I judge people when I'm like pull up next to someone and they're listening to something and then I just see that they're just like stone-faced, dead ahead.
Maybe they're just having like a rough day, or maybe they're like me and they were dancing like a fool, but they don't want to do it at a red light because if you look over and you're staring at them dancing.
Because the only time I'm like stone-faced is when I'm like singing an emotional song. Like if I'm singing Adele in the car, I'm like hands on the wheel, like never mind I found, and I'm like acting like I'm in a music video. That is still my favorite meme ever, where it's like Harry Potter with the wind, the rain, and it's like when you're singing a song and you're actually pretending this is your point of view from your music video. Best meme on the internet. Best fucking meme. You have no idea which one I'm talking about.
Look, no, up. I know what.
Look up who? I was going to say, look up. It's the Harry Potter music video meme. It's like my favorite one ever. It just fits. It fits so well.
Oh, it's an actual video or is it a meme? Just like
no, it's just a meme. It's just a meme. It's just a meme.
Meme.
It's a meme. It's not the Puppet Pals.
With him staring.
Yes.
Out the window. That is funny.
It's me. No, I'm not going to have you pull up the Puppet Pals, even though that is one of the best
things on the internet. That is still about
Snape. Snape. Severus Snape. You were supposed to do your Harry Potter. Oh no, you like the Voldemort part. I forgot. That's like your favorite part of it.
Oh, the end of it. Yo, that shit is, that whole video is so funny. Whoever made that is so funny.
Voldemort.
So with Spotify, I'm sure Apple Music has it too. They have it's like an only you section.
Mm-hmm.
And it just talks about, just because astrology has been like so big lately, it's talking about like what band is your sun sign, or like what band is your moon sign, and what's your rising sign.
Ooh.
And it just like goes through all of like your music instead of like doing everything at the end of the year. I think it goes like by per month or whatever. And I was looking at mine, and this isn't even that. Okay, so it's like my unique artist pair. So it picks like these, you know, the two unique artists. So obviously the first one's Harry Styles.
Harold. But
the second one is Set Your Goals, which I really don't feel like it's that unique of an artist. Like comparing the two, like it's not that different.
It could be.
So
mine, you only have the free Spotify, right? Or do you pay for Spotify?
Can I be honest? I mooch and my grandparents pay for it. Yep. So okay. I'm pretty
sure. I don't know if I would have the option because I don't pay for Spotify because I pay for Apple Music because I was not going to be paying for both because that was too much. Okay. But
honestly, whatever one has, the other one has too.
I don't know if they have that though because like, I mean, well, we have page.
Well, what I did is when you go to search, like if you're searching an artist, just type in only you. And then there's like a different section. So,
I mean, the whole thing is only me though, because it's my Apple Music shit.
Yeah, no, this is my profile. Like all of this is mine. Because like with Spotify, you have different profiles and like this one's mine.
Yeah, but so, see, this is, yeah, no, they don't have that because mine is, it's my radio anyway. Like a lot of your For You page is different, like mixes that they will come up for me. Like they have new music that I would want to listen to or new stations
and I stuff. See.
Which, Russ released a new fucking song. Russ really, he's on a roll.
Yo, there's a hella artists that are coming out with new music this year. Like, it's gonna be super awesome.
Well, Russ is just releasing new songs each week. I forgot he just does that. Like, he just doesn't care and releases a new song each week. But I'm like, fuck, he's always on his shit.
Ew.
Like, he's always doing it. Like, my For You page has my favorite mix, Get Up mix, which I probably should listen to. A chill mix and a new music mix, which I appreciate that very much. I kind of want to listen to the Get Up mix just because I'm curious of what's on there.
Did you see that 4 Year Strong has their new, I guess you consider it an album, but they're remixing all of like different songs that they've done.
Oh no, that's
it's pretty tight. It's pretty cool. I would recommend it.
Mr. Wives released a new song? Oh, shut the fuck up. Hell yeah. Okay, sorry. I just got real excited.
I don't even know who they are. Isn't that a TV show, Sister Wives?
I said Mr. Wives.
Oh, Mr. Wives.
And Sister Wives is. No, they're a band. They opened up for 21 Pilots when Courtney and I went and saw them, and I was really pissed off because like I didn't know them. But I hate when a band opens up, I think we talked about this on like our My Chem episode or whatever, when a band opens up for another band and even if you don't know them, you just don't even act hype, or like people were just standing for them except for the people who liked them, and I was like, y'all are fucking petty because they were good. And so then I went and listened to them and they're dope as fuck. So
I'm looking at them. They're based out of New York.
Not Jersey.
I guess I could give them a whirl. Probably won't. I don't know why.
I think you've heard them in my car before. But if you guys have not, you should let us know if you guys do car concerts. Also, like, what kind of is your jam? Like, what is your peanut butter and jelly that you listen to of music? I was going with, like, your sweet spot for the peanut butter and jelly of it.
No, but I love that.
There you go. You're with me on it. But, no, seriously, because I am always curious of, one, if our podcast playlist is really what people want to hear because of the fact that it is so crazy, or what our listeners are really listening to. Like, are y'all listening to our pop songs that are on there? Are you listening to the rock songs that are on there? Are you not listening to it at all? Is it beneficial? But we're gonna take a little quick brizzy and we'll be right back. Hey guys, I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about Anchor. Anchor is a free podcasting tool that you can create your own podcast and edit it right from your phone or computer. Anchor can distribute your podcast for you on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. You can make money on your podcast with minimal listenership from that. Everything you need is in this app to create your podcast. Ashley and I personally have been using this to learn about how to use breaks and trim and edit and create side notes. If you want to create your own podcast, or if you want to learn about how to create your own podcast, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
All right. So the next topic that I want to get into is, I was talking to some people and we were all just like talking about drinking or whatever. So, well, basically, let me just jump ahead, is like when you're out with your friends, you know, there's a big group and you know that everybody's drunk, everybody's been drinking. Are you like, do you want, if they're like, I'm going to drive myself home, are you like, no, like, let me get you another ride home? Or are you just like, yeah, that's fine, go ahead. Like, I guess just text me when you're home, whatever.
You're asking me this. I feel like this is a hard question to answer. I tend to always have a plan in place to begin with. Like, if Jake and I are going out with our friend group and we know we're going to be drinking, one of us decides like, hey, I'll be DD. Or if we're going with our group to the breweries and we all know we want to come home, we'll talk about like who's going to be DD. However, I have had friends before where I've went out with them and I'm like, I don't think you're driving. You shouldn't drive, like trying to take their keys. And they've just up and dipped. I always tend to try to get my friend a ride home. Like, but I also try to make a plan beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like, I try to be like, no one is leaving here after drinking.
No, or I totally agree.
Situation.
I just, like, I hate it when people, well, I mean, you know, when you're drunk, you're just, like, a different person. So, like, it's not that I hate it, but it's just, like, if you're drunk and you're trying to drive and you know that this person is completely, like, fucked up, they've been taking shots at the bar all night, and you're, like, you're kind of with it, and you're just, like, yeah, like, that's totally fine. Like, that is the worst. And then when I was talking to these people, they were like, yeah, I didn't want anybody to drive my car, and they went in their own car and then they followed me.
I don't think that's still safe though.
I think that's so stupid. Like, first off, no, like if you're drunk and I'm not, or I don't know if they were or not, cause they were driving. I don't know, but it's like either somebody drives for you or you're not driving home, especially after you've taken like hella shots. Like, no, like that. I literally fucked up my entire life because I was drinking and driving. So it's like, that's why I feel like I'm so hard on it. Like, don't drink and drive. But it's like driving behind somebody who's drunk isn't doing shit. Like, that's not going to prevent them from fucking swerving off the road, hitting into something, or hitting into another car. Like, shit can happen. Just because you're driving behind them doesn't mean anything. And no, it just got me so mad. Like, why would you let somebody drive that drunk? Like, that's not
true. I agree. I don't think you're a good friend if you do. But I feel like I've come to the place of, like, I would not let my friends do that. However, I've had friends who have been like, I'm not drunk, I'm leaving, I'm not, and I'm like, give me your keys, and they've still tried to decide that they're leaving. And at some point, you have to figure out making the decision of, like, how much can you fight someone and try to figure out their choice. I think driving behind them, you're not going to be able to do anything. That's not changing anything.
No, that's so dumb. You're wasting your time
for it. But I think it's also having the conversations with your friends of being like, I'm not going to go out with you if you're going to make these decisions, because you're putting me in an uncomfortable position, you're putting yourself right in a dangerous situation, like, and saying that, those types of things, because you at the end of the day, you can only do so much without being like, I'm calling the cops on you because you're driving drunk, like those types of things. You can only do so much. Like, you're only responsible, and you have to be able to say, like, look, I'm not going to deal with you making these choices, because you're also impacting multiple other people as well as yourself and me, and not take the responsibility, because it ultimately it's them making a bad choice because they went in knowing that they're not going to have a ride home, and now they're putting you in a bad position because now you're trying to not only parent them, but now you're having a level of anxiety. And I don't know. I try not to have that in my life, like, anymore. Like, I just try not to have that in my life at all. Like, if I'm going out with any of my friends, it's like, we have an ironclad plan of, like, who's driving.
Right. And that's good. And I think that's safe. Like, if anybody does go out, I feel like it is good to have, like you, okay, two plans. Like, if you swear you're not going to drink, but you end up drinking, but like, just make sure you have a backup plan. Like, this person's going to come pick me up, or I'm going to get an Uber and I'm going to leave my car here, and then somebody's going to take me to get it in the morning or some shit. I don't know. But
right, because I've done that,
like, have a solid plan.
I did that for Shannon's bridal shower. I drove there. It was at the same Dijon winery as yours. I drove there. I was like, I'm not really going to drink. I'm just going to have like a glass or two of wine because it's a bridal shower. They have good wine. And so I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I had more glasses of wine than I needed to. I'm not driving home. And so I texted Jake. And funny story about that. I texted Jake, like, can you get an Uber here and drive my car home? What Jake read from that was he sent an Uber for me. So luckily, their cousin Heather and our friend, she drove my car home and she lives down the street from me. So I was like, cool, great. Like, it worked out. It was fine. Same thing for your bridal shower. I literally planned. I was like, Jake, I'm going to drink at this. I was like, I already know I like their wine. I'm going to drink at this. Can you either come up here or have a car? And he had Austin come with him. So then Austin drove my car home. Jake drove his truck. Like, we were good. I have backup plans. Like, shit does happen. Like, don't get me wrong. Shit happens.
You no, go shit to does happen. You're events, right.
But plan it. Or Uber is, like, a great alternative of figuring it out. I guess it's also different because I knew always, like, I could call my mom and be like, hey, like, come get me. Like, please. And she would come get any of my friends, too. Like, that's the other part. I was like, if I was like, hey, like, Ashley's really drunk, can you go get her? She would just come get you.
Your mom's cool.
She's all right. But I don't know. I think we're not, I don't want to say this to sound like an ass. I think we're not little kids anymore. Like, we're not teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And even as a teenager, like, that was not okay. But we're not teenagers anymore to really be like, oh, this is cute. And also on top of it is there's so much information out now to show you how, like, dangerous and at risk this is that it's not worth it. And it's also, like, it's the same thing of, like, be a good friend to say, like, no to that.
Right, just say no.
Like, my friend who did that, I did tell them, I'm like, don't do that to me again. Like, I'm like, do not put me in that position again. Don't do that to me again, because I'm not going to hang out and do these things if you do that.
True. Like, that is so true. Like, it's not fair to whoever else, because, like, they are caring about you, but you're putting them in this awkward situation to where, like, what if something does happen and you end up driving? Like, then, you know, that's not, I would just be like, yo, fuck, like, I said that was a, like, I just let them go. I let them do whatever they want. And then this happened. Like, and also another thing too, when I was younger, people would say this shit all the fucking time. Shit is not true. When people are like, I drive better when I'm drunk. Shut the fuck up. No, you don't. Like, I know that is a myth. Like, you think you're driving better, but you're not.
Repeat your statement. Did you say that you said that too?
I probably, yeah. I used to drink and drive all the time when I was
younger. I didn't want to call you out. I do remember you saying that. And I just remember being like, this is not
true. No, and that's not true. Clearly, it's not true because I crashed my car. Like, 100% not true. Like, no. That is
I didn't know how real we were going to get with that. But yes, because I was going to edit this out if you didn't want to say that. I just don't get that statement. And I think that statement does come from when you're young, right? Like, when, and I'm not saying we're old, but I think when you get into your 20s and your later 20s, you start to get this different perspective of things. Like, it changes. And when you're in your, like, late teens, early 20s, you still kind of think you're invincible to the world.
True.
Like, we're about to get real deep on this. You still kind of think you're just invincible. Like, if 15-year-old me, like, not drinking and driving part, like, but 15-year-old me, I really thought I could do so much more. Courtney and I were just talking earlier where, sorry, Mom, if you listen to this, and Dad, and I know he listens all the time. When I walked home from AJ's at 4 a.m. by myself, I always think I'm getting kidnapped. So the fact that I did that at 17 years old was insane, but that's danger. And in my head, I did not think of any of the repercussions. As a teenager and as, like, a young adult, like, I think until you hit, like, 24 or 25, you really do have this, like, I'm invincible, I can handle whatever. And yeah, I
true. Like, we would stay, be walking, like, all over the neighborhood, like, at all times of the hour, like, literally all times of the night. If I had to go somewhere, and that was a thing, like, we didn't have cars, So if we needed to go somewhere, our asses would just walk. Like, we don't give a fuck what time it is.
Right. And I think it's to me, and I do think the newer, younger generation, I know a lot of, like, Gen Z people were, like, do some crazy thing. I think they're a lot more socially aware. They're a lot more aware of, like, certain things that I'm, like, I'm really glad. Like, honestly, I'm glad. I think that the generation below us is really going to change shit for the good. However, I still think when you're that young, your mind isn't fully developed, and everything feels like the end of the world. Everything feels like it's make or break it. So it's like, well, I'm not that drunk, so I'm fine. I can do this. Or, oh, I can climb up on this building. It's not going to matter if cops come because I can outrun them. Or, oh, I can go sneak out in the middle of the night and there's no real danger. Like, everything seems so, like, it doesn't matter. And you don't want to hear anyone else's opinion because you think you know what's right and that's going to be the end all be all. Where then you hit, like, your 20s and your mid-20s and you're like, I don't fucking know everything. I barely know how to fucking change my cat box on a regular day. I'm still figuring my shit out. And it's cool, it's fine. Like, and so I do think that that's a big part of when you're younger, you're like, it's fine to do this, even though you hear, like, dare, don't forget, like, dare, don't do drugs or whatever, and they told you don't drink or drive.
True, that is so true. We had, like, hella assemblies and, like, they would tell us all the time not to drink and drive or do drugs, but it's like,
but they're only telling you.
Yeah.
Well, no, my thing is that they're just telling you, no, don't do it. They're not really giving you a full background of why. Like, I think
that's, are you serious? Do you not remember that fucking picture of that car that was crashed? I will forever remember that.
I remember the car, but I feel like it was just like, it's the same thing of Mean Girls. Don't have sex, you'll get pregnant and die. That was it. It wasn't like, these are the X, Y, and Z of it. Like, there was no real, like, meat and bones of it. Like, your meat and potatoes of it, that there wasn't. It was just like X, Y, Z. It. Done. And when you're a kid, someone says, no, don't do this because just this may happen. Well, that may happen. That doesn't mean it is going to happen. So you telling me no is going to make me want to do it, but you're not giving me any real, like, tangible, like, this is this. Because I think a good thing, and this is horrible to say, it sounds fucked up, would have been like having someone who, a recovering alcoholic who survived a crash, coming in and talking, having someone in AA, an NA who was an addict and who had, would have been more like, I think those types of conversations. And I know people, we just really went on a whole tangent, I know people may fight on this. I think having those conversations with 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, not those years, would have more of an impact than just being like, here's a picture of a car crash, this is what could happen, don't do it, don't do drugs. Also, DARE lied to you because they said, like, people are just going to walk up on the streets and give you drugs. They don't. But
don't you wish, though? I'm just kidding.
But, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, does what I'm saying make sense? Like, I think giving real experiences would help it. And I think people are always like, well, kids are too young, they should stay young. Yes, they should stay young. But you're always going to have someone who has a family or a household that isn't staying young that's then bringing that into school. So they're going to be exposed anyway. Do you remember, I'm not going to say her name, but do you remember the girl who used to come to school drunk in sixth grade?
What in the fuck? No.
I'm going to say...
How come I don't remember that? She would come, like, drunk all the time? Can you text me her name?
Not all the time. She had red hair. Think of the only redhead in
middle school.
Yes.
No, fuck it. You know what? I can see that, though.
Yeah. I remember she had vodka. I think it was in, like, 7th grade. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is wild.
Damn. She thought she was probably a bad bitch, too.
I mean, like, she... For our 7th grade selves, she kind of was, like, for our 7th grade selves. But that's what I'm saying. Like, those types of stories would probably have been more of an impact of, like, someone. Or bringing kids our age that have dealt with it would have helped to mold it. Because I think in those years, you really do think you could get away with whatever. And sometimes that keeps going until you're an adult. And if you can keep getting away with things, it keeps happening. Sorry, that really went into a whole deeper conversation that I did not mean that to go to. My bad.
No, I was trying to find.
Are you trying to find
Instagram?
Girl, goodbye. Stop. Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
I just want to see what they're doing. Whatever. Okay. No, but yeah, I think starting it at a younger, like not a younger age, but like a young, older age, like. Honestly, I don't know. I would probably still do it. I would probably still do it, honestly. Like, because you're just so, like, you just want to, I don't know, for me, not speaking for everyone, but, like, I just wanted to, like, try things and do all these things. It's just, like, I'm young. Like, I can just, let me just do it.
I don't know. I think if we would have had even more people our age talking about it, and I think it should start as young as, like, fifth grade, I probably wouldn't have, and I, mind you, I didn't do that much to begin with. Like, I never did a lot of shit to begin with, but I probably would have did even less. And I mean, I had examples of addiction and alcoholism throughout my family, which is the reason why I was so like, I don't really want to do anything. I don't want to be dangerous. But I think if we had more examples starting young, I probably would have been even more like, nah, fuck that. Like, fuck that noise.
And see, I'm the opposite. Like, I have like all of those addictive addictive personality?
Yeah.
All those in my family, and I still was just like, I'm gonna go and do all these things just because, like, I don't care.
Well, it's the same saying. It's the same saying. They say two people can grow up in the same household with an alcoholic father. One could become an alcoholic, and one will never touch alcohol a day in their life.
True.
It's your perspective. But I do think teaching kids younger about real fucking life, like starting in fifth, maybe we'll say sixth grade, starting then would be a better idea. Remind me, write this down, a podcast episode. I want to talk about what years of school we think were the worst. Actually, we could just say it now. I think middle school is the worst.
All of them. All of the years. No, I hated school. I got picked on so much. Fuck those kids. I hated it.
I actually love school. I really like learning. But I think middle school, like as you're growing up, is the worst, because you're like in elementary school, you're still a fucking kid, right? Like you're still a kid. You can still like weird stuff. You're still a kid. And in high school, you've kind of figured out like what clique you're at, whatever. It's like Mean Girls. You know what fucking table you're sitting at. You've kind of figured out that you're kind of niche. But in middle school, I feel like you're figuring that shit out. Everyone's going through that weird phase of like, you might be a fucking jock kid today, but tomorrow you might be goth, and the next day you're a band geek. Everyone's trying to figure shit out, and everyone's really mean about it in that time. And like,
I remember.
I just think middle school is the worst. I would never want to do middle school again.
But if I had to choose, like, high school was the roughest for me. I think that was the roughest years. But middle school, yo, kids are fucking mean.
I think they're mean in middle school.
I remember when the one dude came out, and this is like, people are like really rude, and I don't think there was like enough like things back then, but he came out as bisexual, and everybody made a big fucking deal about it. And do you remember when people would write on their hands?
Yes.
And I was like, yo, what the fuck? I remember I just put my name on my hand. Because yeah. They were like, well, because they would look at your hand and be like, well, what are you? Like, I'm Ashley, bitch, the fuck? Like, I hated that. Like, that's the type of shit that, like, will break people down. Like,
but it still happens now. Oh, God, you're about to get me on a whole nother tangent. That still happens now. People are still so worried about if someone, what sexual, like, people are still worried about that now. And I'm like, first of all, I don't think anyone's just straight up straight. That's just, you heard me say this here. Now, I don't think this. Jake and I were talking about that the other day. I don't think anyone's straight up straight. But okay, fine. You want to say that you are? Cool. Great. But what does it matter to you if someone is or isn't? If someone wants to come out, let them, because they've had to deal with so much shit to get to that point. But if they don't, it's not your fucking business either way. Like, it's not your business.
Right. But going back to like the whole middle school thing, like,
sorry.
Kids are just fucking brutal. Like, they're so mean. And it's like, I was listening to a John Mulaney skit, and like, middle school kids know how to get to you the most. Like, they know that one insecurity about you that you don't like. So they're going to pinpoint it and be like, like for him, who was saying that he has feminine hips. So he's like, that's the one thing that they would pick at him for or whatever. And it's just like, they're fucking mean. Like,
so it's interesting to me because I feel like, yes, middle school was my worst years. I think I was figuring out who I was. I was figuring out who my friends were. I didn't like middle school. I didn't like middle school. No, I straight
up skipped class. It was, I don't know if I'm allowed to say
that. In middle school? Yeah, I wouldn't say who.
It was me and three other girls. We skipped class straight up to smoke cigarettes in the bathroom. And we got caught.
See, I just felt like middle school, because I remember I started middle school with like my whole like still Disney days, but then I realized I wasn't the wearing my Reebok sweets long hair. Like I started to really be into what I was into. Like I liked Good Charlotte. I liked that. But our middle school did have a lot of like biracial Black kids that were into the same thing, but like I didn't fit in with, they were all into anime and stuff and I didn't really fit in there. So then I was like, I was figuring out where I fit in with. It was, I didn't like middle school, but then high school, I was just like, I'm a fucking emo kid. I don't really like you guys. I like fucking Taylor Swift, but I also like fucking death metal and I don't fucking care if you like me or like when I hit high school, I stopped giving a fuck. Like I really did not care anymore. And overall I was like, you don't like me? Cool. Fuck you. I don't like you either. Get out of my way. Like for some reason.
I wish I had that attitude because maybe I wouldn't get picked on as much because like, since I am such a little bitch, people like pinpoint me the most because like, oh, she's a bitch. Let's pick on her. Cause she's not going to do shit, which they're right. Like I didn't do anything. I just sat there and cried about it later, but high school was the fucking worst. I hated it.
Yeah. And see, I took no shit. And I think also people didn't fuck with me because I looked like I was about to eat your fucking head off. So it helped. Because
you were yelling all the time.
I was like, I didn't care. I was like, y'all walking. I literally remember in high school, I just got like middle school me would have never done that. But high school me 100%. I remember I was walking down the hall and everyone just was like standing in the middle of the halls, like just making out with people. And I was like, could you move the fuck out of the way? Like, I just did not care. Like I hit high school and I was like, I'm just here to fucking learn. And that's such a nerdy statement, but I was like, I really am just here to fucking learn. Leave me the fuck alone. And so high school, I felt like I just hit my like who I am now. I'm just like, I'm here to do this. Leave me the fuck alone. Goodbye.
I'm still a bitch. I remember in high school, I was in French class and this dude behind me would always make fun of me for being fat. And obviously I just sat there and took it.
And why didn't you tell me about this? Because I would have went and been.
I don't know. So he kept calling me like Shamu, like because I'm fat. Like, go Shamu. And then the teacher was all like, knock it the fuck off. And he was all like, I was calling her shampoo because she smells good. So then every time you saw me in the hallway or in the classroom, that was my nickname, was Shampoo, because I quote unquote just smelled so good. Get the fuck out of my face. People don't forget. That's the type of shit that I had to deal with every day. That's why I hated middle or high school. I didn't really get picked on for being fat in middle school. It wasn't until high school is where it really started.
I mean, I got kicked out of class. I'm sorry that happened.
Because you're a bad bitch. Like, that's your attitude. Like, I'm the opposite. Like,
fuck that. No,
I'm a pathetic bitch. You're a bad bitch.
I got kicked out because our stupid fucking wood shop teacher, he's a douchebag, and everyone was talking, and sorry, I'm gonna name drop Abe, and then we're all talking and throwing shit, and I had told them, I was like, shut the fuck up, like, just do it, and I started texting on my phone, because everyone else was, and I'm pretty sure he was racist, I'm really 100% sure this teacher was racist, and he was like, give me your phone, and I was like, no, and he's like, you need to give me your phone, and I was like, then take all of theirs, and he's like, well, you could take your phone to the office, and I was like, you're sure right I can, and I called my fucking mother, and I said, I'm walking home right now, because I got kicked out of class for using my phone when everyone else did, and I'm not going to the office to give them my phone, and she's like, all right, I guess I'll get a phone call soon. She's like, your sister's driving up somewhere with Rachel. And I was like, all right. And I called them and they came and picked me up and I fucking left. I was like, fuck
it was
you.
So much easier to leave school back then too, dude.
Yeah, see, freshman like, I'm year sure was it's a bitch.
Like, I remember our last year of high school, which it was still easy to skip class. Like, you could just walk out. But, like, that's when they started, like, giving you those, like, fucking, like, debit card. Not debit card, but, like, the swipe cards.
The swipe cards.
You had to swipe into the bathroom. And, like, you had to swipe out. Like, that shit was annoying. Like, I'm so glad that wasn't, like, throughout our high school career.
Oh, because, I would have found
well, or maybe I don't. Maybe I would have stayed in class more. But, actually, no, I probably would try to leave. But it was just so easy. Like, you just... You just scoop out the back door, like, you know, those
skedaddle by the trailers.
Yeah, by the trailers, or there was the side where the cafeteria is at.
Yeah,
the stairwell, dude. That was the door I would always go out of. It was right near the cafeteria, and nobody. I feel like nobody saw me really because it was like next to the cafeteria, and if I were to leave, I just went down the hill that we almost died at with the skateboards.
Good time.
It was so fucking easy. Or you go out the old building and then just sneak out the back way.
Yeah, see, you're right, I was a lot bolder. I literally looked at my one Spanish teacher one time dead in the face at my lunch, skipped with he who shall not be named, skipped her class, and then signed in to my photography class afterwards. Like, I was just like, I didn't give, like, I literally looked her dead in the eye during lunch, left with him, and then was like, hey, I really want to go to photography, so I'm going to come back. Like, we went and got lunch and just, like, stayed. Like,
oh, my God. I remember they made such a big deal about that because I remember we would walk to Krauser's real quick during lunch and then we would come back. But we would come back and they would I remember they made an announcement, like, you cannot leave school property during your lunch break. But it's like, dude, chill out. It's Krauser's. Well, no,
looking back at it now, like, I have such a diverse perspective on that because I fully get that. Like, what if there's what if there's an active shooter? What if something happens and they can't find you? So, like,
then I'm safe and y'all aren't because I left.
Well, I'm saying, or if there's like a fucking bombing or something. No, I get it. I totally get it now. But back then I was like, you're stupid, and like left. But we really digressed from like the whole drinking and driving thing to a whole bigger topic. So glad you guys could hear that tangent with us. We will definitely probably talk more about these types of things in the future.
I wonder what school's like now, like how easy or how difficult it would be to skip. Do you know anybody in high school? Like, any, like, friends who has a sibling or whatever in high school? Like, I just want to see what it's like.
Actually, I don't have friends. No, I don't. You
do? You have way more friends than I do.
All right, so what's the next topic? Because I don't, and all of my friends are the same age as me or older.
Oh, interesting.
I could ask Jackie. Her sister just graduated, I think.
That's what I was thinking, like...
Shout out to Jackie. She gets two shout outs twice in a week. Last week's episode and this one.
Killing it. She's so famous.
We'll just add her on the podcast, have her on an episode. Yeah. I don't know if we'll put a comment box for this subject, but I am curious if you guys want to write in about this subject because I think we have a lot of thoughts. That was a great sentence. Thoughts.
Mine was just like, I hated high school. I didn't mind middle school.
Ashley. The topic was, do you let your friends drink and drive?
Okay, well, actually, let me jump back into that. The one thing cool I remember about middle school is that, I don't know if you remember this, but they had, like, just for the seventh graders, they had an award ceremony, and, like, people, they would just be, like, literally handing out dumbass awards. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I kind of hate participation trophies, though. I'm kind of against that.
Well, it was just like an award. So it was just like the Always Together Award. And me and Amanda got it because we were always together in middle school or in seventh grade. And what they did is like they took the award and they just like zigzagged it in half. And she got one half and then I got the other half. I don't remember anything else about that assembly. I just thought that was cool.
I mean, that's cute. Actually, speaking of middle school, someone put, I remember who, the same person who put a fucking cicada on me, put gum in my hair at a fucking fire drill, and I had to go to the nurse, and I was crying, and I was fucking so mad.
Yo, I would have been
They got it out with peanut butter, but I was fucking mad. Thank goodness. But that's something we should talk about on another episode, is, like, awards, like, trophies for things, because please write that down. We don't have a lot more time for this episode and we have a lot more topics to talk about. So I do want to talk about that. So I'm going to write that down.
And I remember, didn't we graduate sixth grade, June 6th of 2006 or something? And people
graduated high school.
No, eighth grade. No, it was eighth grade. right? Because I remember it was like 666 and people were going fucking nuts. They're like, something bad's gonna happen, like thick, like, oh my god. It was definitely, I think it was eighth grade.
It had to have been eighth grade because we started high school.
You don't remember people going nuts over that?
Actually, I didn't really like anyone besides my few friends, so probably not. I was doing some other
I remember dumb I thought shit. It was so dope. I remember we were like, yeah, that shit's so cool. Like, that's awesome, because we were fucking weird. And everybody else was like, something's gonna happen.
No, it would have been sixth grade. Sorry, I just messed up our whole timeline, because we didn't start high school. I'm kind of, I don't know. When did we start high school? No, we didn't start high school in 2006. Because we would have graduated way earlier than that.
9, okay, so 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. No, we were like 13. How old are you? 13.
We were in 13 eighth grade.
Or 14. Okay, so then we were graduating eighth grade.
But we didn't.
Or 15.
Did we start high school?
Or 14. Then? I don't remember. I know for a fact that there was sixes everywhere and people were going nuts. 14?
I guess we did. Anyways, what is our next topic? I think I need to drink some more wine. Did we really start high school? Anyways, continue. I don't know why that just seems like so long ago when it really isn't, but it is. But then again, we graduated this year, high school, we graduated 11 years ago. So I guess that's this week, we graduated high school 11 years ago. So.
Ew. I'm so glad that we didn't have our high school reunion. I mean, even if COVID wasn't a thing and they did have one, I wouldn't go.
I'd go.
Because fuck everyone.
I'd go.
Fuck shampoo guy.
I'd go.
Plus, I'm also gross. Okay, so the next topic is...
I'd go and I'd make you go and I'd dress myself up and be
for
like,
what? For what? So that I can get made fun of you no more?
Who's going to make fun of you? Because you know what? I'll bring out high school Tyler and be like, who the fuck said it? I'd be like, who said that? Who said that? And you'd be like, him right there. And I'd be like, oh, him? He's fucking unstable and looks like a piece of shit and been married twice and has multiple kids. Actually, I think I know who you're talking about now. I need you to text me because, can you text me that real quick on air? Because I want to just double check before I say the comments that I was about to say and be real fucking
I don't know
ignorant.
If I'm gonna I know but he had absolutely no room to call me fat, but it was so different for guys to be fat than girls to be fat.
Anyways, go to the next thing, but still text me that, because ew, oh fuck no, you had no goddamn right. Absolutely not. And you know what? Sorry, I know we're trying to be body positive, but he was rude as fuck. And no, he had no goddamn right. And I'll look his ass up after this and then let the whole podcast know he ain't shit anyway. But continue to the next one.
So we're doing, I thought it was 2 weeks. We're doing 3?
No, so, you had your habits. What do you mean?
Oh my god, I'm skipping. Because we took so long on that. I was like, all right, we're on that hour. We're about ready to wrap up. Holy fuck.
I don't think this one's gonna be long. So
no, it's not. Care. So this one is just like, what habits do you have? And then thinking of like which one you would want to get rid of, but what's one habit you would for sure want to keep?
I would want to get rid of oversharing. I have a bad habit of oversharing. Not intentionally. I just do it.
Oh my god,
it's a trauma. I think it's a trauma response, honestly. But yeah, I overshare, so I want to get rid of it. But I think I'm really like a habit that I'm good at is I'm really, really good at organizing myself and other people. Like I'm really good at looking at something, looking at someone's calendar, looking at someone's schedule, looking at someone's whatever, and figuring out how to organize that and make it make sense.
I
think that's good. I'm going to shoot myself up on that one because I'm like, hell yeah, that's a plus on mine.
Dude, I think that is a good one. Not necessarily oversharing, but like, I word vomit, and it's like after I say like, or if I'm saying something, I was like, damn, I probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah,
I do it. It's more so at work all the time. Like if I'm get mad or if I'm talking shit, I'm like, oh my fucking god, like this person didn't do this, and it's like, damn, I probably shouldn't have said that because now they're gonna go tell that person. But I mean, it is what it is.
I do it in work and normal life, is I'm just learning that sometimes I need to pause for my life and decide, like, is this going to bother me in 5 minutes? Is it that serious? And does it need to be shared with someone else? And it's not saying that I don't trust other people with information. I mean, well, sometimes I don't, but it's more so of like, I don't need to share everything. Like, I like my privacy. Some things can just be kept between me and like whatever person, and I don't need to overshare certain things about myself. So
I do that too, but I'm really bad at not keeping my mouth shut and just blabbering. And I'm gonna I'm probably gonna get in trouble one day or like talk shit about somebody, and I don't intentionally, but it's just like.
Well, I see that's the also difference is, and I need you to get more confident on it. Is I would have thought you had said like being confident, but I know what I say, and my biggest thing is no one is ever going to be like, well, did you say this? I'm never going to be like, no, I'll be like, yeah, I said that. This is what I said. What I said was like, I will never, you are never going to catch me up on something and be like, well, you said,
well, I mean, if somebody never comes up to me and says that, like, I'm not going to lie about it. Like, yeah, yeah, I said it.
But that's the thing. A lot of people would.
But then like, I would be like, face. Look, it's not what it seems. Like, you fucked up. And I'm just kidding.
No, bitch. Stand in your ground. We gonna work on bad bitch. You know what? It's not hot girl summer. It's bad bitch summer. We gonna get you on bad bitch. When someone pisses you off and you go off, later on you gonna be like, yeah, I said what I fucking said. What'd you mean?
I said what I said.
Well, what's your one that you want to keep? What's your habit you want to keep? And I want you to be positive.
I'm on time.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, I have really good punctuality. I'm very good. I'm always on time. Unless sometimes, like, every now and then I will slip up, especially for work. Like, hey, I'm running late. But for the most part, like, I'm always on time.
Fucking same. And I was listening to Dax Shepard's podcast the other day, and he had Kelly Osbourne on. And she explained it the best fucking way I've ever heard. Where he was like, what's something that really gets you spiraling or sends you into a tizzy? And she was like, when I'm late. She's like, and it's not my fault, but someone else is making me late. She's like, it will literally ruin my day. And I'm like, fucking same. Like, I was like, same. That is me. Like, I cannot, like, I do not want to be late. I think it looks bad. And he's like, well, does it bother you if other people are late? And she's like, if it's a consistent pattern, like, if I think you're wasting my time. And I was like,
mm-hmm.
Also fucking same. 100%. Like, if I schedule a meeting and we have a reoccurring meeting and you are constantly late to it, or I'm constantly having to reach out, like, I feel like it's you don't value my time, and then I'm irritated about it. Like, I just don't feel the need for people being late. Like, I get it in one-offs, but like overall, like, I don't understand how you can be late.
I don't either. I hate it. I hate it when people are late.
And it's in all aspects of life. Like, that's probably when we talked about our pet peeve episode, I didn't say that one. That's probably my biggest pet peeve. Biggest one. I would 100% say yes. But we have some big news. Ashley alluded to it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I jumped the gun by accident.
It's fine. We are taking a 3 to 4 maybe week hiatus. And we are gonna come back new, improved. We're going to still be posting on the Instagram to get engagement, hear what you guys want to see, what new things you want to see. But we really, like, we are super excited to have our first season done. We're going to come back with season 2 and be kind of a little more structured with our episodes, have a little bit more of a game plan, and kind of really hear what you guys want to hear from us. If you want us to keep Song of the Week, if you want us to have a segment where Ashley gives like vet information, if you want me to give tips that I've learned from being an admin, like, we really want to hear from you guys what you want us to improve on, do. It probably will more so be like 2 to 3 weeks, but it could be the full 3 weeks, just so we come back new, improved, better than ever. If you want us to keep the book recommendations, but we are going to go on a little hiatus. We just really want to kind of work on how to make this the best podcast for you guys. Ashley, do you have anything to add? Because I was trying to make sure I covered everything.
No, that's everything.
That is everything.
That is everything.
But do not get sad. We will still be putting things on the Instagram. We'll still be popping in. We might do a little live chat during this time just to say like, hey, we are going to look at potential guests to have on the show to kind of make episodes fuller.
This one, I'm excited for that. That's so sick.
Yeah. So we are really looking forward to kind of that new one. We just really want to thank you guys for our first season. We were trying to figure out how long of a season. I do think for the second season, it will be a lot longer than 30 episodes, but we really wanted to get a feel for this and see how we can improve. And I think you guys have done great for us. Also keep liking and sharing us. But with that, you know, little tidbit, now we're going into Song of the Week.
Which, while we're on this little break, I need you to send me a video recording of you.
Well, that was, I was going to talk to you about that. So when we're on the break, I was going to, I have a separate idea for that. So
love it.
Cute. Love it, live it, laugh. What is it? Love it, live it. From the Heathers. You, anyways, continue. What is your Song of the Week?
So I'm going to bring her back a little bit, and I'm going to go with Panic at the Disco. Lying is the most fun a girl can do without taking her clothes off. And then, so going to the song, so my ideal performance from him would be him singing the song, but with his, like, maroon, you know, that red maroon suit that he has?
Suit. Why did you...
And suit. His, and a black shirt, and him singing the song, that would be so ideal. Super relevant, but...
That was so fucking... specific,
because I know what I want. Like, I know what I want him to do. Like, him right. In that suit drives me wild. Have you ever seen him in that suit?
I have. I know exactly. I'm just, that was just so, that was a little more than I was expecting you to go for with that.
You're welcome. Renew and improved already, baby. I'm just kidding.
New and improved, ready to mingle. I've went back and forth with my songs this week. I'm still kind of fighting with what I want. Yeah, I'm gonna go with my girl. I'm gonna go with Ariana Grande. You know, she's a new married broad. She got married. We didn't break that news on the podcast. We should have, because, you know, we talk about her a lot. She got married. But I'm going to do Point of View. It's just a really fucking cute song. I really liked how she's talking about, like, she wants to see herself from his point of view. And I don't know. It's a dope song to me. I think it's a really... beautiful song and how she sees it, and now she's like married to him, so that's cute. I still kind of get sad because, you know, Mac, but cool. Oh, also, if anyone hasn't listened to Dax Shepard's podcast, it's really good. He does interviews, but I just listened to an episode the other day where he did it with Macklemore, and he is such a dope dude. Like,
who is
Macklemore, the rapper? Oh, okay. Macklemore. I'm gonna send you it, and I know you don't like listen to interviews that often, but you should really like, he is a really cool dude. And when I saw him, what was that, 2018 with Lacey, like, he put on such a good performance, like such a good performance. But then, like, hearing him just talk and like about himself, his life and everything and his struggles, like, he's a solid dude. And I know I really pivoted with the whole Ariana Grande, and just to give you guys a part of how my brain went with that is, I was talking about Ariana Grande, I was thinking about Mac Miller, and then thinking about how everyone talks about white rappers, and then it made me go to Macklemore. So there you go for that loophole of how my brain works. But
my brain works.
Ashley, do not post the Spotify list.
I'm not gonna post it. I just updated it. Your... if I don't do it now, I'm gonna forget it.
I heard your phone, I was like, oh fuck. So just to recap, we are going to go on a hiatus, so this will be our last episode for 2 to 3, maybe 4 weeks. Please send us anything you want to hear. We, on Monday, myself, Ashley, we both will probably go on live at different points, just to give you a reminder that we're going to be on hiatus, just to kind of ask for feedback. We really do appreciate it. If you haven't already, like, follow, put a review on the Purple Podcast app if you're following us on Apple Music. I think you can also do reviews on Spotify. It really does help us to kind of figure out what we want to do, and also share us with your friends. If you love listening to us, share us with your friends so it gets us kind of more listeners and figuring out how to craft these better, because we really do love doing it.
I kind of want to do another giveaway too. That was fun.
And we may also do another giveaway. Most likely we will, because that was a lot of fun. So until next time, which will be in probably 2 to 3. I don't think it's going to be 4. If it ends up being 4, we'll definitely let you know. Mm-hmm, but just like, subscribe, share, let your friends know, talk about us, review, do all of that. And we will be back the next time we talk to you. Thank you for a great season 1.
Bye.
See ya.